The governing Jamaica Labour Party is condemning a shooting incident in the Central Kingston constituency Tuesday evening. This is WAVS News. Shots were fired in the vicinity of Member of Parliament Donovan Williams and his team while they were erecting campaign signs in the area. Reports are that armed men emerged from a vehicle and opened fire. No injuries were reported. However, a campaign vehicle and a billboard bearing the image of MP Williams and Prime Minister and JLP leader Dr. Andrew Holness were reportedly damaged by bullets. JLP Campaign Committee Chair Dr. Christopher Tofton says Member of Parliament Williams' security was able to repel the gun attack.
We are happy to note that no one was hurt, but it could have been so much worse. We condemn any and every act of intimidation or violence in this upcoming season, where we expect general elections to be called soon.
A high-level police investigation is underway into the incident.
In the meantime, we will continue to provide guidance and maturity on the ground, urging our supporters to be faithful to the principles of democracy and freedom of choice without any acts of intimidation or violence.
In the Bahamas, meanwhile, Free National Movement Chair Dr. Dwayne Sand says the party intends to roll out its remaining candidates for the next election in the coming weeks. The party unveiled its first 17 candidates in June. The candidates included a mix of former FNM members of parliament and newcomers to frontline politics. The next election will not be due until 2026, but major parties have ramped up their campaigns. Last week, the governing Progressive Liberal Party held a rally on New Providence and pointed to its achievements in government. The party has not yet ratified any candidates. Voter registration, meanwhile, is also ramping up. As concerns grow over the spread of mosquito-borne diseases in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Environmental Health Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Ralph Williams, is urging Vincentians to play their part in reducing the risk. He's emphasizing that community action is vital in tackling mosquito populations, especially during the rainy season when conditions are ideal for mosquito breeding.
These go unnoticed, and they may have breeding on it. They may have breeding on it, so they go unnoticed. So if persons could clean, not even the vacant lot, but clean around the home as much, keep the vegetation down, so you don't see the mosquito. Because when Johnny P, when the mosquito emerge from a watery habitat, when it emerge, it stay in the container, mating take place, and then after that, it going to look for blood meal. So it rests in areas of high vegetation that is cool.
The Grenada Tourism Authority is successfully concluding a targeted international tour across Canada, the US, and the UK, reinforcing its commitment to building long-term global partnerships and positioning Grenada, Carriacou, and Petite Martinique as a premier experience-rich destination. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.